שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן.
Hello everyone, thank you for being with us in new live series of shows with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello everyone. Hello Nitza. Today's discussion, we want to understand what is success. We always wanted to succeed, each and every one of us, no matter who you are, where you were born, what values you have, everyone wants to succeed. Today we want to understand, from that desire to succeed, how did perception of success changed, let's say, from the older generation to the generation we live in today? What are the changes in the world, how it affects our perception of success, and also try to see into the future what would be considered success in the world of tomorrow, to grab onto life before they run out. Nitza, can you start? When we look at success, we really see there's a change in our perception of success and how it's measured. And when we prepared the show, we told ourselves we should check, examine, how did organizations and companies consider themselves as successful? And we saw something very interesting. All different brand names once were classical household names, companies that went from generation to generation, years of development, reliable companies, they manufactured products that were very reliable. A successful company, a successful product, something that was long-lasting. That was clear that to invest in that is a sure thing. We would always want to buy these products, and today it's not the case. Things are starting to change. We start to see that it's really in the last few years, because up until a few years ago, I'm saying till the end of the 90s, I remember still there were books about successful companies. Famous book once researched 18 of the most successful companies in the US and examined what did they have that they succeed in accordance with the others. And they saw a vision, the fact that it's passed from one generation to another, values which are very clear. And today, in the last decade, it's changing. Every other day, there's a startup. They succeed, they exit, they sell the company. Everything is instant. The thought that something which is successful is reliable and stable, it's not anymore. Yesterday, no one knew who I was. Today, I'm everywhere in the newspapers. It's true to companies. It's true to how we view ourselves. We would want to understand what causes this change in perception that brings success to a different form. We are undergoing very big changes. These changes are in technology and how a person fulfills himself. If once, we would deal more with materials. We would manufacture something. Let's say these big companies, American companies, that started from steel, from things like that, for tens and maybe hundreds of years till they developed with their products and they conquered the market. They were constantly upgrading and they would buy patents, inventions, and they would strive forward. Also today, it remains. But all our life, are not in correlation with these products which are materialistic. Today we are living in a virtual space. We are dependent more on creation, creativity, and not material, in our creative way of thinking. To build something, it's not a problem. Huge skyscrapers we can build very fast. Each and every product we can manufacture within a few months. There's no need for thousands of people to teach them and to put them in work so they can manufacture cars and refrigerators. Everything is done through machinery, robots, automatically. That is why we don't take into consideration all these big companies. It's not a startup. They deal with raw materials, and that doesn't count today. What counts, what everything is going towards, is software, connections, biotechnology, which these things don't require a lot of manpower. Everything is through a person's speciality and not through his physical ability. After we build huge fields of agriculture, a few people with a few computers can control everything that's happening in these fields and these crops. Everything from the machinery that put the seeds in the ground and how it's being controlling the weather, the warmth and light, and how they manufacture and organize everything in boxes and shipping out. Everything is without manpower. We are shifting our success not to physical work of a person, but to how can we organize and modernize as much as we can software, computers, materials, fertilizers, all these sorts of things. There's an emphasis here that a person shifts to work that don't require success in physical labor, and in correlation to that, length of time, long durations, but success is dependent upon biotechnology or some computer software, and also the idea itself. Developing and research that we have in science. That's why we see in startups, it's inventions of young people, very creative and special. They build themselves. This is what they need. Meaning that's what advances a person. And this is the direction things are going. we're coming to a state that 10% of the people can work and supply the needs of all the world. Then everything becomes dependent on the success of biotechnology. If we're talking about food, in some new manufacturing capabilities, they can supply everything we need. Probably it will all be in 3D printers. These new printers, we would come to a state where all the world is virtual. What I need to know and work for would be through the screens. What I need to build and to wear, everything can be made at home or near my home. I can order through a computer software and they manufacture it on the spot. Let's say furniture or home. Food would probably also would come out of this printer. Clothing. Everything I need. Meaning we're coming to a state that is universal. There would be like some cartridge inside this, like a filling in this printer. And this substance would make furniture, clothing, food, and everything I need. Same material, same raw material. Well, maybe a few small differences. But basically, we come to a state, we're coming to fundamental of nature. What does it mean, fundament? Because we use biotechnology, that from there we arrive at raw materials. From that we build our homes, what's inside our homes, cars, machinery, clothes, and even food would almost come from the same material. Like still vegetative, animate, and speaking, are basically coming from stem cells. We are also moving towards it. And I think it's unavoidable, this progress. We can't avoid it. And I don't think also it's negative. I don't think it's bad. We're advancing towards it. People live today 80, 90 years, and it's called normal. I think in a short period of time, we would come to a stage that you live 120, 150 years. To say the truth, there is already technology to lengthen life of a person to 300, 400, even 500 years. There's nothing special about it. Of course, the question remains, what for? But development is moving towards the fundamental structure of nature, that from these basic materials and assembling them in all different forms, we can stabilize and manufacture everything in life. Also, human organs, we can build it, replace it, maybe inside the person itself we would build it instead of organs which malfunction. One success was through big companies and factories with smoke coming out of the top, this power and magnitude of a factory. There's a chimney. It really covers up the sky, and this looks as powerful, and we would be proud. Today, there is no such thing. Today, everything comes through simple technique, easy, we would come to a state where everything is built from computer software, meaning raw materials with computer software. They fill everything we need that's around us and inside of us. And with that, we close up our life. If we're talking about succeeding in life, I saw now some very special things. Let's say I want a picture of Van Gogh at my home. You're welcome, you just $25. You can order it. It would be an exact copy to the smallest details that you can't even check if it's him or not him. This is done in a very special printer, exactly with the texture, meaning there's no possible way to examine if it's genuine or not. Through that, we're also moving towards stages. I think also things of dancing, singing, painting, to write. These things also we could pass into a person, and you can learn it from a software. Not physically, but a computer can fill him up with programs. A computer and a person can be connected in a way that everything I'm missing and lacking, and I want to see the world like a painter, and I want to paint, I would be able. Each and every person could teach it, could be taught like a computer, which doesn't know anything. I can fill them with software and programs exactly the same way I can learn things through programs. All this speciality that once was only given to a few people in every generation, it would disappear because a human is basically a machine. That if he's born with a program, everyone can be attached with this program. Everyone can be a painter or a conductor, composer. Let's say to be a violin player or a piano player, I need to put an effort 10 hours each day. Also that we could buy this special ability, meaning a person is like a human software that you can fill him. We would move forward to it for sure. We would treat each and every one more efficiently. What do we need to get out of this person? Maybe we don't have to get anything out of this person. Everything is relative. Then there's a question asked. If once our success was through hard work, I succeed in being something, if today everything is dependent on these printers, right? Three-dimension printers. If everything is dependent on software, then what is success? I go and I buy something and I success. I buy and I program within me. I fill myself up with these special softwares. And success is gradually disappearing from the horizon because it would be in the hands of everyone. Then everyone would come to a state that there's no differences between people. Each one can be interested in that or in that. We're still scared, but all of the finance world, banks, everything we could switch to machinery, to computers, bring this automation to everywhere, everyone, all profession. They're talking about switching doctors and surgeons. It's much more precise and safe, and it's already being done through computers. That is why I predict if we weren't resisting it, we would already see a lot of progress. But we're still resisting and we're afraid to bring these things because there's all sorts of interest groups that control things. Questions about how we can proceed without competition. How can we fill our life? What would we do all day? How could we describe success? The question disappears. What does it mean to succeed in life? If I can duplicate everything, what's to our gain? What does it mean to be successful? Today I can buy a computer, let's say. Maybe it's still not possible. I can buy a computer that can paint and also create music, compose, that I don't need anything else. Does it mean that I succeed in something? Each and every one can do it. My personality is disappearing. If I don't find myself as successful, the person within me, then the point of life is missing. What am I living for? Just to sit around with a bottle of beer in front of the TV, see endless commercials, one after another, just passing in front of me. That's my life. What can we do? And here we find one direction that a person can advance in, and that's the connection between people. That's how we build ourselves from ourselves, new humanity. This is the connection between humans. There we achieve the source of success, signs of success, which are completely different than what once was. Because through our connection between us, we build a new society, which brings us to a height, a new degree. With that, humanity can start to feel the new dimension, new degree of advancement. And that is why, not in vain, we come to a stage where everything we dealt up until now, in food, sex, family, money, power, and knowledge, also scientific progress and culture, including everything, everything would be made by machinery. Also new scientific research and discoveries. Everything. Wherever the human brain is at work, computers would be much more successful. Machinery. And only where places where machinery can never take the part of a human, that's where we will feel that is our place to be, our ground. And this ground is connection between people. If we built a society which is equal and connected, we start to reveal between us not the will to receive, but will to bestow, which is mutual. If we take our success and put it in the direction of connection between us, then in that connection we start to attain this new level of existence. What we was not felt in previous stages, then we can leave everything to the computers, machinery, 3D printers, more and more things. Let the machine take care of us. We, the people, we will take care of whatever is between us, because their computers and machines cannot help us. This is how we progress. This is truly the life of the next generation. And I really hope that we can switch this goal, the purpose of life, succeeding in life. We would determine it in this new manner. In contact to that, I want to ask. Lately, a lot of people advise companies and private people. It's recommended to be in a network, to be connected with more people. When you mentioned connection between people, we see that today a person who is successful is a person with a lot of connection. He influences a wide network that holds a lot of people. It's some kind of an ability that if a person has this ability, he is successful. And my question, you said in the future success will be the connection between us. How do you see the connection between our current stages of networking to the network that you're talking about? No, today networking is just a network between us, which serves us for the good or the bad, to succeed in all sorts of things. It's not connected to the success that we are talking about now as a goal. It's just like everything else. How to say? Like all other business that we take part in. Networking just helps a person to be more connected, to see where I can make the most profit, each one personally, even if it's on the expense of others. But what I'm talking about people who are dealing, and all their purpose is to create a connection which is integral, which would include all of nature, still vegetative, animate. We would feel us connected to this global nature, and in our perception, our emotional world, we include all of reality. We want to feel ourselves that we are living in one home, one family, interconnected, interdependency, that we find, and it is shown to us that it's truly so. That is why we want to change a person from within, changes that computers can't help, because computers we ourselves build. A computer can never be above human level, even though he manufactures more than a person. That's only because he's a machine and he's not tired, and he can calculate billions of processes which a person can't deal with, but they are all working in accordance with a program. It always stays a program. It's never changes, essential changes in the software. But we are talking about changes in a person, which cannot come from anything in this world, which is all in this egoistic nature. In this nature, we build all this software. I'm talking about if we go and connect within ourselves, we need to come to a state that we bring out of nature the force, which is the force of bestow, force of love, a force which is opposite that we are existing in right now. So that we make an effort to be connected, we make an effort to be as one body, we awaken from this connection between us, this force, this power, which is present, but it is concealed. It is hidden from us within ourselves. And if we make an effort to connect, this force awakens, and it corrects the connections, it connects us more and more, and with that, each and every one becomes connected to others, and then we enter perception of reality, perception of the connection between us as something new. It's a new degree of humanity that we start to change from the power of receiving to the power of bestow. What does it mean, force of bestow? Force of bestow means that I feel myself and everyone around me also still vegetative, animate, and all of humans as my own body. To that extent of similarity and connection, I'm so interdependent with him, I'm so connected to everything mutually, that each and every one, each particle, each element in reality becomes part of me, that I can't disconnect. When I change my perception of reality in this way, I see a completely different reality as one body, that there's a new form of life, not dependent on life or death of certain particles. Everything is mutually connected in a wonderful manner, and life that flows within this body, because outside of each and every part, it's for the better, for the best of other parts. These are eternal life. And this eternal life we start to feel and attain together. Not each and every one within himself. Each and every one from his connection to others, to the extent that I exit myself towards the others. To that extent, I start to feel this livelihood. This is called higher life, above our egoistic nature, which is small and not permanent. That's why our success is determined in our life. To succeed here in this world, like children playing in a sandbox. But from now on, success becomes eternal success, attaining eternal life, revealing the eternal connection between all parts of reality. And that is what humanity would deal with.
And
everything we need materialistically, physically, would be given to us by machines that work instead of us in our place with minimum effort on our half, because we would not need anything except simple physical existence just to feel the success in the future. It's everything would be directed to this dimension. I wanted to ask, if I understand our direction of development as humankind, you said two things. Today, we can do certain things with computers, machinery, and technology. In the future, we would have much more success. We would be able to do everything through computers and machinery. I understood. Then you said there would be only one thing that computers could never do, and that is in the sense of connection between people. I want to dive deeper in this point. What is this exact thing that even 1,000 years from now, a computer could never succeed in doing? Not now, let's say 1,000, 2,000 years from now. No, I hope it will be in a few years from now, not so long. Switching our desire to receive to desire to bestow. What does it mean? Like right now that I'm governed by the will to receive that I was given naturally, and that I'm not different from animals. I come to a conclusion that I must be similar to nature. It's time to exit this animate level, animate degree. Once we were still, then vegetative, then animate. Now it's time to rise above the degree of animate to the degree of speaking human. This transition is not in nature that we are living in, because this nature is still vegetative animate. But the level of speaking is the inner level, inner degree, which is developed through changing our nature. But even though we are all in the animate level, connection between us we can change from receiving to bestow mutually, from disconnection to connection, from hatred to love. And with that we achieve new degree of life. Then I can see all of nature, all of humanity. They attain the higher degree of nature, this computer which is inside nature, this system which governs everything, because all of nature is integral, is global, is one. And me, if I connect with all of mankind, I also attain this quality of oneness, of whole, which is not separated to parts. Then I start to attain true nature. Not nature of still vegetative animate that now I am in. In all this picture. Rather, a picture that is called human, the degree of a human. When you're speaking about the connections between people, is this the ground where computers cannot help? And only us, our spirit, needs to develop. You're saying that transition from disconnection between people to the connection they will feel as one. There's no computer software that you can install in me? Let's say I'm Oren and you're both outside of me. If I understand correctly, this is a perception of disconnection. That there is me, there is other than me people. And when we are connected, we feel as one. I would feel you, Nitsa, me as one. Right? Why don't you develop a computer that has a software that can bring me, Oren, from a perceiving of disconnection to perceiving connection. You said, I can install software that I can be a musician like Bach, smart as Einstein. Just install a program that switches my understanding of disconnection to connection. Why can't you install it? Because what you are made of is the desire to receive, to enjoy pleasure. Success you feel inside of you. And here, in this new program that is called the program of bestow, you need to feel success in the other, in the public. And from that I would have pleasure? The public succeeds and I enjoy it? And the question is, how is it possible? Here, a computer cannot help. Because here, I work not on in changing my program, my software. It's not depending on me. It depends on my actions and how I awaken this force in nature. I can't take action through that a computer tells me what to do. I need to work against my desire, an opposite of my desire, which is to be individual, to take advantage of everyone. And then I need to make an effort, and through my efforts, not through a computer, that I won't have an inner effort. I need to exert for myself to rise from the degree of an animal to degree of a human, from degree of receiving to degree of bestow. And through my efforts, I awaken a force which is in nature, which is called the force of bestow or light, and it bestows upon me, and only He can organize through my effort, through my exertion, it changes my nature. Here the effort stays, remains. Here, this effort you cannot delete, you cannot erase, I cannot buy this invention from the other. Let's say someone succeeded in that. I can steal it or duplicate it. Like from Edison, they bought a lot of patent, or Tesla. And then they made the telegraph and all these things. I can't do it. Here, I need to put an effort. And through this effort, I invite this force which is in nature, and this force changes me. A computer here won't help. This is the problem. Transition from receiving to bestow, from degree of animate to degree of human, it depends on a foreign force, foreign power. It needs to affect me, influence me, and change my nature. A computer won't help. It can force me, instead of receiving, to bestow. But because of a program, with that, I would only be like the machine. I am playing in front of this foreign object, this foreign force, which we have to awaken. Yes? Everything develops in an amazing manner. But everything develops and everything fulfills only through this foreign force, which is called upper force or light, surrounding light. It doesn't matter how you call it. Only through that. Here we have a problem. that no one cannot, no one can do it instead of the other, in other's place. No one can get a program. We can educate around this effort of a person. We can create programs, exercises that we go through, but an inner effort has to be by a person itself. It's his own effort, and until he doesn't change, if he doesn't put enough effort, he won't receive enough light for his nature to change. This means that all of the competition and between people comes to a different stage. Here, we have a stage there where we can succeed, we can be in competition, we can be proud in our success in a true matter, because I did it. It's not that I was born in some manner. It's me. And I did the effort. I did the work. And I succeed. And this is the success of tomorrow. Can everyone succeed in that? Everyone would have to succeed in that. And each and everyone would be envy of the others, how they succeed. And this envy would be an envy that builds and gives to connection. For the first time in our history, in our development, we see true success, which is identification and with nature, revealing of true nature. No one can work instead of the other. Each and every one has to make an effort to exert from nature a force that changes him. And everything is on top of our ego, which is resisting and rejecting it, and on top of society, which part of it sustains it and supports my way, and some don't support it, and so on. We have a system for and against, which is organized in a wonderful manner, that each and every moment it is in the direction of success. I have free choice. I am free in front of this force, which is free. If I choose that force, it acts. Here we have work, very precise work. Me in front of him and him towards me. Sometimes in our world, we don't feel there's an equal chance in success. Some are born with talent, some are born with wealth. Not everyone can succeed. And here, in this new program that you talked about, the program of bestow, do we all have the same opportunity to succeed? No? Why not? Why do you think it is? Here it doesn't get in the way. Here it's the opposite. No one is similar to the others. Some are smart, some are fools, some are lazy, some are... There's all sorts of types. Some people are friendly, some people are more inwards. Each and every one has a lot of qualities, and mixing them is very different. No one is similar to the other. The spectrum is very different. But when we put an effort, each and every one, in front of his own nature, in accordance to his effort, he becomes similar to the other. We are all different, but everyone has to make an effort in accordance to his nature. I don't compare myself to others. There's nothing to compare. If I'm smarter, I have to make a more effort. Here, no one has possibility to make it easy for himself. It's just we're different in the way we make an effort, how we connect to one body. so we fulfill each other. When we work in interconnected, we see how each and everyone helps the other. We see how I can't sustain myself without him, and he can't sustain myself without me. We start to see how everyone is special. I want to ask about something we still haven't talked about. In success, there is failure. Our most dreadful fear is to fail. But we look through history, you can't succeed without failing. In our world, we know it's failure. Failing in achieving the goal that we set up for ourselves, missing from all sorts of reasons, because we let go, because we took action that caused this failure. In this new program, is there something that's called failure? Can I fail? Of course, if I'm not able to make the effort in the situation that I come across. The effort that is required for me through connecting with the environment, because within me I have nothing. Everything depends on my surroundings and how I'm willing to connect to the surroundings. With these connections to awaken this upper force which helps me to change. So if I'm unable to connect with my environment sufficiently, it turns that I failed. Then again, I come down, I see how I failed, and I need to correct myself. These failures are just findings which aim me more exactly. I want to summarize if I understood correctly. If I understand correctly, our nature which we were born with is individual nature. Each and everyone takes advantage of the others to his benefit, right? We develop technology, develop science, computers, and they can serve us, they can create heaven on earth. I don't know, today, but in the future, we could create everything without moving a finger. But there's only one section of reality they can't help us. And that is the realm of the connection between me and the others. Meaning, myself as a person, I could develop computers, but to develop myself as perceiving myself as different from others and wanting to take advantage, I need to move forward to a higher degree to where I feel them and I as one. That's my mission. And no one can take my part in it. No computer, I couldn't duplicate it from some website. Why? Because only you can awaken personally this force that changes you. Okay, I want to scrutinize more. You're saying nature is one, it's not differentiated two parts. There's a great network, even if we don't discover it. Nature is one. If I want to rise from my natural perception of myself in front of others, that I'm disconnected, that I called individual perception, to a perception that me and everyone are one, I need to distinguish how nature works as one, and then I need to start to feel. Yes, you need to come to this perception. You need to change yourself. You need to enter a perception of one. And only this force, one force, is working. It governs reality. This one force, which is called upper light, creator, doesn't matter how you call it. It's something religious? No, no. Creator is someone who creates, whoever creates everything, stabilizes everything. Upper force, meaning it stabilized us. Same force which created the universe and developed through laws of nature. We see everything has laws which is, are connected like one. Each and every day we see the system as one whole. How does this system, this nature, which is all connected, is related to hatred and love between people? We need, you said we need to move from hatred to love, because all our nature is built in rejection and hatred, the desire for himself, his own good, taking advantage of society, of nature. I want to take advantage of everything to my own benefit, my benefit. I examine it as comfortable, beautiful, happy, personally, in accordance and to my environment, on top of the environment. Today, my success is in accordance to how I'm more than others. Let's say I was many years ago in the forest. I caught an animal and I have better fur than everyone else. That is success. Everything depends on my ego. This is how I examine everything. But this new form is completely different. There I checked how I'm connected to everyone. I examine how I'm giving. And me, myself, I'm not existence except through that action. Measuring success, everything. Success is different. Success of today and success of tomorrow, it's something completely different. Could you explain these differences? Up until now, success is me in comparison to the others, how I'm above them, how I succeed in fulfilling what they think as important. Tomorrow's success is my success in serving them, bringing them higher. I check my success not in accordance to myself, but in accordance to them. I want everyone to have this force of bestow and love. This is the degree that we need to attain. I just wanted to mention one more thing. We won't be able to attain materialistic success through these computers if we don't take care of changing ourselves to bring ourselves to this new degree. Because everything in nature goes through this program. Everything is interdependent. We can advance in using correctly all of this new technology to live in a state where we don't have to do anything. Only if we bring ourselves to a united form. If you don't take care of that, you won't be able to use technology for the good. It would destroy you, destroy everything, all of humanity. Meaning if we don't take care of the connection between us, we won't be able to develop these computers to make heaven on earth. Why? Because you're not working with the power of nature. We're developing in accordance to the program of nature, which is one. If now, with this technology that brings us the ability to work on the connection between us, if we don't work on this connection, we would bury ourselves. All this technology would be for the worst. Well, that was amazing, but our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Nita. Thank you for being with us, New Life. Thank you and goodbye.